The president of Taiwan this week offered an apology that's been centuries in the making. Tsai Ing-wen apologized to Taiwan's indigenous people. She said their rights have been brutally violated for the past 400 years, ever since immigrants first arrived on the island from mainland China. Shelley Rigger is a professor at Davidson College in North Carolina who focuses on East Asia politics. Shelley, first of all, who are the indigenous people the president was apologizing to?
They are the people who first populated the island of Taiwan, so several thousand years before people began coming from mainland China, you know, what we know as China today, about 400 years ago.
And how many people are we talking about?
We're talking about 200,000 people today, which is a very tiny percentage of Taiwan's population, but a very important part of Taiwan's history and a people who have been waiting for this apology for a long time.
And what is President Tsai Ing-wen apologizing for? What was the treatment like for these groups of people?
Right. So in a sense, this is a familiar story to people in the U.S. or Australia, where folks came from somewhere else and they kind of thought, well, there aren't very many people here, or the people who are here are easy to overlook or ignore or move aside. And so that's what happened in Taiwan. When people started coming from the Chinese mainland, they pushed the people who were already in Taiwan out. But the Aboriginal peoples continued to kind of preserve their identities and cultures through this long era of colonization, as they would see it, by people from mainland China. And so it's really that whole era of, you know, displacement and disenfranchisement that Tsai Ing-wen is apologizing for.
What does this apology mean for Taiwan and its indigenous communities?
What it means for Taiwan as a whole is that everybody in Taiwan has a claim on the island, and there are several different groups there, all of whom have a claim, but they have to share that claim with one another. This apology really brings the Aboriginal people who were there before any of those China-originated folks back into the center of the conversation to say, you know, we all, no matter when we came here from mainland China, we all owe something to the Aboriginal people who were here first. And for the Aboriginal people, this is a very long-awaited acknowledgement that the treatment they've received at the hands of the vast majority of Taiwan's residents whose ancestors came from the mainland, that finally they're being acknowledged, they're being seen, and their pain and suffering have been recognized.
An apology is one thing, but what's next? How about reparations?
Yeah, so that's definitely the question that a lot of Aboriginal Taiwanese are asking, you know, okay, so you recognize that we shouldn't have been driven off our land, that we shouldn't have been forced to give up our languages, that we shouldn't have been separated from our sacred places and practices. So now what are you going to do? And the Aboriginal people are asking, you know, what's the concrete benefit that's going to come with this apology? It's not really clear yet. I think the President Tsai and her party, the Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, definitely would like to move forward. She has promised to set up a commission to study what could be done. But that is a step that, you know, is coming next. It's definitely the apology is just step one.
Doesn't the president herself have indigenous roots?
Apparently she does, you know, and that's one of the things that's really kind of exciting about this and why this is really a great time. And Tsai Ing-wen is a great person to be making this apology because her own background blends several of the different communities within Taiwan. So it's really great that she's the one who's bringing this to the fore and reaching out in this way.
Shelley Rigger teaches political science at Davidson College in North Carolina. Thanks a lot, Professor Rigger.
You're very welcome.